We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Maxie, how are you this morning?
I'm hanging in there, David. How are you? I'm getting a little bit excited. We're talking about 60 degrees next week. We can go outside without running to your car. Can't wait to get the heater on a little bit early in the year for that. So maybe next week we get a little bit of a reprieve from that. I was at high school football practice yesterday, and it was just flat out windy, cold. I mean, you swore it was the last practice before Thanksgiving, you know? And these kids are out there, you know, working at it. And one of the coaches told me that is offset by the joy they feel just being on the field again. So that's the good news. But it was a brutal kind of Minnesota cold. And you go, and it's only their fourth game of the year. This is still early in the season for them.
You know, that's a good point, Mike. I bet kids are, not that they're tough to coach, but I bet they're easier to coach this year.
I've heard that across the board, that because once they were sure that they weren't going to get to play again, they, they kind of resigned themselves to this, you know, maybe spring season and whatnot, and they're lifting weights, but their daubers are kind of down. And then somebody comes in and gives you like a second life, a gift that you weren't anticipating, that it changed everything. You guys get to be together, and that's what all the coaches have said. That, and, of course, the coaches feel the same way. They're thrilled to just be back and have a chance to be with the kids, so preparing for a game. So, yeah, lots of adjustments on the fly. You know, Rosemont played Woodbury Monday, so now Woodbury's going to play Eastridge in a big game on Saturday instead of Friday, and, you know, away we go across the board. But, the teams that are able to play seem pretty happy with it, and they also appreciate it, every team that's playing, because some teams get shut down too, during the week, and nobody knows when they're going to get that call. So, yeah, every day is a gift kind of thing.
Yeah, well, my son, of course, your namesake, Maxie, he's a spring high school coach.
Spring coach, yeah.
And every day, that's what he likes to talk about and get ready, because these coaches are so passionate, and I can see it in my own family.
Yeah, and, you know, Dave, now, I mean, right now we're at the point where I was talking to Gerald Young last night, the Carlton athletic director. They've already shut down winter seasons for anything where it's in-person playing. And it just this is kind of the way it's gone. It's like 3 months out, okay, we're going to shut this down. I'm sure for your son and others, you know, right now it's a distant thought because it seems like eternity in this COVID deal. But eventually you're going to get to spring seasons too, and you have to think a little bit about, you know, where's the COVID thing going to be at by then? Is there going to be a vaccine? Are we going to spike again? Not a lot you can do about it right now, but it affects your off-season training and everything else. And, you know, lots of sports that we thought. I remember when this first hit, and I think, you know, for no reason, most of us thought, we'll be up and running by the fall at the latest, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, we're not, you know, but we're making some adjustments, but we're not. And so every coach and every player has to think about that going forward.
Yeah, and thanks to the work the athletic directors are doing. I know that talking to some of our friends that are in the business, Mike, almost on a daily basis, I chat with them, and they're calling audibles at that level, so appreciate what you're doing too. I know it's not easy, and every day is a little bit different, but thanks for all the effort you're doing to get these kids out there and hopefully enjoying some time out on the fields. And also, that includes extracurricular too, not just sports. There's a lot of stuff going on. Hey, I did want to ask you, as a college baseball player and a great baseball player who I've seen play, I've seen you lead off a game with a drag bunt. Holy smokes, you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
And make it to first base.
Yeah, yeah, but you never know. That third baseman doesn't know, especially if he's about 250 pounds.
Playing deep off the bag. Here's the thing I want to ask you about, though. I'd mentioned 6-4 I was going to ask you. So last night I'm watching the game. I'm one of the few apparently that's watching the World Series, but I've really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed it again last night despite the 3-1 score because Tampa had the lead. Snell looked great on the mound,
and then he
gives up one hit, and he struck out nine guys. The next three guys coming up to face him had struck out twice apiece. He'd struck out all six of them twice during the game, and Kevin Cash pulled him. But here's my question, and Kevin Cash stood up after the game and took all the questions about it, so he was very, very good about that. But is there a data analytics person that said, hey, got to get him out of the game now. Does that happen in Major League Baseball?
Yes. Yes, it does. I mean, literally, and I don't know if that was an analytics decision or not, but there's all this information that'll say third time through, velocity goes from, you know, 96 to 95 or 96 to 94 in the fifth inning. The opponents hit, 120 the first time through, 320 the second time through, and 400 the third time through. All that stuff gets factored in. And I don't know if he made his decision based on analytics or not, but that's exactly where analytics come in, where they think they can beat the curve because they say, well, it doesn't look like you should take the guy out, but we've got data that supports and shows, and that's why old school baseball, there's still a place for, you know, because, you know, you saw him last night, he was dealing, and I don't know, how do you factor in adrenaline of a World Series? You know, how do you factor that? Jack Morris went to pitch 10 innings in 91 probably on analytics, right?
No, it never lasted that long. Yeah.
No, they just say, well, you're 83 pitches, and our science here tells us, well, it's game seven, and I'm pumped up, and I'm not going to lose. You know, how do you factor that in? And that's what – I don't know exactly what went in last night, but that's kind of what it looked like, you know, as they said, well, you know, we're going to play this one by the book. And obviously Tampa's written the book on everything and overcoming talent and everything else to in a payroll to win, so I'm not critical of them. But I wondered that same thing. Last night was purely an analytics decision.
Yeah, because as it's happening, of course, I'm doing my usual, what are you doing? What are you thinking?
and then what happens? Boom, boom, boom. And it's 2-1.
I turned to my wife, who was just absolutely fascinated when I broke down data analytics for her and what I thought was going on. And I mean, I could tell that she just couldn't wait to hear the rest of that conversation.
That's a big reason she married you.
All right. Hey, will you come back next hour? I want to ask you about these high school fees that are making news today.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
He is Mike Max. He's the best. He's on tonight at 6:30 here on WCC. A great show last night talking to Carlton about their decision over there. So good stuff every night. And, of course, as you see him on Channel 4 every day as well.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.